Country Mart. Winner announced tomorrow.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:25, and it is time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu, and by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Save local, borrow local, bank local at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. We have invested in a variety of products and services to meet your financial needs. Best part, we're right down the street and here to serve you. Come visit us today, or we are just a click away at esfcu.com. Your locally, federally insured credit union by the NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build. Because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
KVOE News Time is 8:25. It is ESU Buzz Time here on this Thursday. We are pleased to have with us in studio Shane Shively, President and CEO of the Emporia State University Foundation. Shane, how are you today?
I am excellent. Thanks for the invitation. Good morning, Emporia.
Glad to have you in here today. And Jan Trelk joining us as well. She is the Director of Donor Relations for the ESU Foundation. Jan, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you in. How are things on campus, I guess, before the official restart of classes go on? Jan, I'll start with you on that.
It's exciting. It's always an exciting time to welcome our students back. Things are kind of ramping up. Even though it's cold out, you can tell everybody's getting ready.
Yeah, absolutely. Shane, from your perspective, how are things going for the foundation as a whole? Before we start talking about our main topic here, the Together Forward fundraising campaign.
Absolutely. So we've had a tremendous fall, as you know, wrapping up calendar year end. That's always a big time for folks to get in their year end gifts and such. And so we're still, you know, finalizing the last few numbers and checks and such from that process. But foundation's had a tremendous, honestly, about the last 12 months has been fast and furious. And good things, lots of good things happening.
Well, it must be if you're still counting.
What's that?
You know, that's a good sign, isn't it?
Yep, the mail is still coming in. Some of those still say December 31st, so still counting.
Well, that's positive. So we can't wait until next month. And Emporia State birthday time for a big announcement then, huh, Shane?
That's right. That's right. So, you know, we're going to wrap everything up around the Founders Day celebrations. And that just seems like such a perfect time to bring all Emporia State fans and alumni together and also make the announcement of what they've been able to accomplish through the Together Forward campaign.
Well, this was, I remember, what was it, like a year or so ago that we had the big announcement of, hey, we're already well past, you know, our original goals, Jan. And how gratifying was that before we start talking about the campaign and really why this is important for ESU now and going forward?
Yeah, it's really exciting for our team to see the difference between those two numbers, the goal and where we were at, and to see us still counting and still going and Hornet Nation answering our call to help our students.
Let's go back to the beginning, Shane. How this all started back in, 2017, I believe, is when this started. Take us back to the starting line here with Together Forward and how things have progressed.
If you're going to go back to January 1st of 2017, you'll remember that we were just coming off the heels of probably the biggest, most comprehensive campaign in university history at that time, which was the Now and Forever campaign. Raised $58 million in total with that campaign. And the very next day, we started counting in a silent phase for this campaign that we're in or that we just wrapped up with December 31 of a couple weeks ago. So, you know, when you think of the Board of Trustees, the Foundation Board of Trustees, all of the donors, the leadership that we've had on campus, the tremendous team that we have at the Emporia State University Foundation Alumni Association, you know, we push one another. We celebrate our wins. You know, we have not lost focus on our students and what Emporia State strives to be today as well as well into the future.
So, excuse me, Chuck, as far as saying you're coming off a very successful campaign And did you as a group then decide, hey, let's do another one right away? I mean, how did that all come together?
Well, I will say, just like anything, Ron, it takes a lot of energy to create momentum. And yeah. We felt like we had a lot of momentum at that time. You know, just Emporia State, our fans and alumni were listening. They were responding. And so we wanted to take that momentum and roll that right into the next initiative. You're trying to grow what is Hornet Nation. And so we wanted to bottle that energy, that excitement, if you will, and keep that moving. And as you know, I mean, this campaign, last campaign, it's all bigger than any one person. And that's the reason it's so motivating for the staff and anybody that gets to be a part of these things. You know, our students of yesterday are different than the ones we have today. And to the ones today are going to be very different than the ones we're going to have tomorrow. And so we've got to continuously involve in higher ed, and Emporia State's done a tremendous job of that. Campaigns fuel that fire.
Jan, from your side of things, when the decision was made here a few years ago to go ahead and go into a second campaign, mm-hmm. How did the workload maybe change for everybody involved or expand? Or was it just basically, okay, we've got, as Shane mentioned, we've got the momentum in place. If we kind of we tweak some of the different approaches that were successful in Now and Forever, we should also find success here with Together Forward.
That's a good question, because I had just started working there, and Shane said we were going into another campaign. So,
and she still agreed.
You know? I was just like, the new person. I'm like, okay, this is what we do. The workload, I think everything's just turned up a little bit. It seems like everybody is moving faster, but also it just gives you some motivation to keep going and keep working for our students.
The other thing that comes to my mind is the breadth of support for specifically Together Forward, because we're talking about that now, and where you found support with alums and maybe even people who are not alums but clearly have developed their support for Emporia State University the last 6 years.
Yeah, we had over 12,000 unique donors to the campaign, so that just speaks volumes to how many people really wanted to be a part of something bigger than themselves, a way to help our students. We had over 400 new funds started, so and those are all different. They're all different ways that donors want to award success for students and keep them in school and help them be successful.
Well, you hit your initial goal of $50 million, and you determined at that point, Shane, that's not enough. We need to keep moving this forward. We're gonna make a stretch goal out of this. Obviously, is this? We felt some momentum. Got to keep it going.
We did. We felt like we had tremendous momentum. And you're talking about homecoming of 21 is when we announced that we had exceeded the $50 million goal, and at that point in time, we set a stretch goal of $75 million, and we knew Emporia State, especially at that time. If you go back to homecoming of 21, the world was different. I guess you would say, middle of COVID, and you know, higher ed was and society was just trying to find a way to be human again and have interactions and what does learning look like and all these types of things. And so, you know, Emporia State in particular really evolved and became innovative in their approach with education, and I tip my hat to the faculty and staff that really thought about ways to do things differently. And so we knew from that point forward that we needed to set our aim on some particular things. And I think the nursing and student wellness center that we've talked about of recent is a great example of that.
I wanted to ask you, Shane, because this specifically the 21 efforts, and then that celebration during homecoming 21 when you're above the initial goal, it came ahead of the changes and the transformation that really started in September of 22. But it sounds like there were some conversations that were already starting about the changing landscape of education. Was this really maybe the opening round of the changes that we've seen on campus for Emporia State University with how Together Forward has developed here over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I don't know how you would define an opening round or which round that we're in. If you were to look at Emporia State and just our history, there's certainly chapters that you look at and you say, okay, we really took a quantum leap at that time and became an institution of higher education of the future. And if you were to go back and look at that 21-22 time frame, absolutely. There were some tough decisions in there. But there was also opportunities that Emporia State elected to seize and say, this is who we are going forward, and we're going to double down on some areas, if you will. Strike zone areas is what we called those. And we know darn well that Emporia State produces some of the best teachers in the nation, and Kansas and our surrounding area and our region need quality teachers, and we also need nurses, and that was another area that Emporia State stood up and was accounted for. And we also know that Emporia State produces excellent business people, and our School of Business is tremendous, and so we've had some just great support through those three areas as well as many, many others.
Well, you've had a lot of success. There's no doubt about that. And we know that you're not going to be sharing that number with us here because oftentimes we get you in here and we're just teased with information.
Now, Ron, I'm not sure why you would say that. I will tip my hat. The last number, I believe, is a 5. Okay.
Well, I can say with much certainty that is more than we've gotten out of you ever before. So we're happy about that. Well, yeah, a lot of success, and we wanted to delve into what this has meant so far to Emporia State as far as what we're seeing, scholarships, because there have been a couple of major announcements and just incredible opportunities for students at Emporia State. But I did want to ask you, the reinvestment model at Emporia State, when this got started with President Hush, it wasn't easy at the beginning. I mean, looking from it from our angle, looking in, it took a little hit at Emporia State University as far as some jobs loss and maybe a little bit of a black eye to the image of Emporia State University. Was that a challenge for you in the foundation? Was there a time to where you had some hurdles to overcome as far as alumni even wondering about what was going on at Emporia State? And sounds like you've been able to overcome that.
So to answer your question, I mean, yeah, there were some days there that our phones were ringing, our emails were blowing up. And I think for the most part, it was our alumni and friends that care seeking to understand. And when we were able to have those conversations, we attempted to communicate the best that we could from an alumni association foundation standpoint. But much of what was happening at that time was personnel related and was part of the evolution of. And so it's just tough to communicate the details as appropriate. So. There were some challenging conversations, but when you're able to have level-headed conversation, I think for the most part, our alumni and friends acknowledged that this was a chapter that, though it might have been one step backwards, it was going to allow us to take two steps forward. And Emporia State has done a tremendous job with that. Tip my hat to all of the leadership. This isn't just one person. This is an entire campus that's evolving. And so I appreciate where we are today. I've never been more proud to be a Hornet, I can tell you that.
Jan, let's talk a little bit about how this benefits students. We talked a little bit about the number of unique donors. We've worked our way around the what'll be the final total announced here in about a month. We've talked about the number of new funds that have been started with this. But how does this filter from the money coming in to the students that are preparing to graduate?
Yeah, for some students, it's the difference in being able to pay their tuition semester to semester. For some families, it kind of makes a dream a reality. You know, when college maybe is kind of at a fingertips reach away, and those donors have stood up to say, you know, I don't want to make this happen. For a family, for a student with a degree can change generations. So it's pretty inspiring from where I sit to see donors recognize that and recognize the rising cost of college in general and be able to help in that way. And donors are creative. Like they know that students need help in lots of different ways. Sometimes that's tuition. Sometimes they need opportunities for hands-on learning. So maybe they need to be able to go to a conference or they need to get in the field and do field studies or research. And the way that our donors have been able to help faculty make that happen has been so inspiring.
What about some of the recent scholarships that have just been announced?
My goodness.
They've been very, almost jaw-dropping to hear them. And Shane, can you tell us about a couple of the recent scholarships that are now offered?
Well, if you go back, and I certainly like to give credit to the Jones Foundation, yeah, and what they're doing with two of the areas that we talked about earlier. We know that the surrounding area should have the highest of quality teachers and the highest of quality of nurses, because we're partnering with investors like the Jones Foundation to offer some scholarships. And actually, I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that right now we are accepting applications for those two scholarships. And again, what that is a full cost of attendance, which is different than a full ride. That is full cost of attendance for two incoming freshmen, one in teacher ed and one in nursing, from each of the three counties that they support. And so that is, as Jan mentioned, that's life-changing for those students, but that's also elevating our quality of life in those counties and surrounding areas.
And you look at the facility side. I mean, this has become an active time here on campus, because you look at Shallon Camp Hall, you look at the area around the Morse Complex. The Nursing and Student Wellness Center, Jan, seems like it has gotten more positive push when it comes to fundraising than anything that I've seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, the level of support, small and large, with the Nursing and Student Wellness Center is jaw-dropping.
Yeah. Some donors I've talked with about that, why they gave or why they feel passionate about that, is we all need a healthcare provider in our life at some time. And I think people recognize the importance of the quality of nurses that Emporia State produces and what that means for the Kansas economy. So it's pretty amazing. And the transformation of campus is going to be really exciting to watch.
Yeah. You also look at what's already happened with the Feltner Student mm-hmm. Union Square, the competitive esports team, which sounds like it's doing really well, really introducing a lot of us.
Yeah, we had the coach on with us a few weeks ago.
That was a great interview.
He was fired up.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is really opening up a lot of doors, the way it sounds, Shane, for not just traditional education, but more, at least for now, non-traditional education that will become traditional later.
That's exactly right. Like I said, today's students are different than students of just a few years ago, and so what we need to offer, both from a hands-on learning experience but also kind of meeting those students where they're at, their needs are different, and Emporia State's prepared to welcome those students to our campus in whatever that might look like. And so again the list of facilities and remodels and buildings, you mentioned the nursing center, and I couldn't be more excited about that. And my over 20-year career with Emporia State, we've never built a new academic building. This is the first for me and for Emporia State in a long time. And I tell you what, I've seen a lot of different conceptuals of that. And early on, maybe we set the bar maybe too low, if you will. We talked about renovating an old residence hall once upon a time. But I am wholeheartedly just thrilled that we took one facility down, and we'll end up taking a couple of others as it relates to some space needs there on campus, but also building state-of-the-art facility coming soon.
One other thing that I see as important here on the list is some of the talent-based awards for specifically the humanities and, art, music, theater, which may not be officially a strike zone program, but mm-hmm. at the same time, obviously, key components here for the university picture going forward. Jan, I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I love those talent-based awards. They're rewarding talent in the arts. So much like a student-athlete is rewarded with a scholarship for being super talented, we're rewarding students in the arts in the same way. So that's been exciting to see and talk to donors about their passion for the arts, and Emporia State kind of matched that excitement.
Well, the nursing program is obviously, they're very happy because they know what this means, mm-hmm. and it's been a top-notch, highly respected program for a lot of years. Yeah. You look at the exam results and the placement numbers coming out of Emporia State, and they're second to none. And now this is not only going to, I think, enhance the campus, but also it will allow, from what we've been able to understand in talking to people in the nursing program, be able to get more students on campus, too, involved in the program. And enrollment is Shane Huge, right? We need to get kids on campus.
Enrollment is the ultimate driver. That's the reason Emporia State exists, and it's also an economic driver for our community. We recognize that. But yes, to your point, having the Nursing and Student Wellness Center right in the heart of campus is going to be an excellent environment for those students in particular, you know, to have the support services that they need to be just immersed in the student experience and all the great things that Emporia State offers. I think you're also going to find, to some degree, is nursing is out of sight and out of mind, unfortunately, on our campus. And so you might not see as many of those students transferring into nursing because they're just simply unaware of all the great benefits and the rewarding career that nursing is. And so I would anticipate that you're going to see some of those students actually looking into the nursing degree a bit closer, and that's a wonderful thing.
And on the administration side, on the student and nursing wellness building, the fact that you're having these huge gifts, or the total has swelled as much as it has just the last 6 to 8 months, that clearly, I think, changes the game when it comes to the bonding side of things, which means that you can transition some of that money that you planned long term there, that can shift to other ways that you can help.
That's exactly right. I mean, if we can limit the amount that we need to bond on our campus, that allows us to either do other things that need to be done on our campus, and it removes the burden, the financial burden that we're always trying to balance. And so, our alumni friends, some foundations that are just investors in healthcare, they've answered the bell. And you're exactly right. When you set the bar high, people will respond, organizations will respond, and we've seen that with our Nursing and Student Wellness Center.
Well, we have to wait for about a month. Again,
February 17th.
Yep, concluding the Founders Day week activities on campus. Are we missing anything, Shane, that you wanted to bring up here about Together Forward?
I think that wraps it up for Together Forward. Couldn't be more excited. Proud to be a Hornet, and appreciate everything that our community does as they wrap their arms around Emporia State University.
Quickly, just something we seem to always bring up and ask people at Emporia State about, and that's the success of PayRock out there. Your thoughts on Daphne Mays and all the people that are involved out there. It just seems like that place is just a buzz.
It absolutely is. Daphne does such a tremendous job out there, in the programming that she puts on, and it's the outreach side of PayRock. And so that is a great example of, what an institution like Emporia State provides, not only to our students, but to our community and surrounding area.
There's your hands-on learning right there.
Right there it is. You can't get it any better than that.
It is.
Awesome. Jen, anything else you wanted to add here for us today?
We're just excited. Thank you so much to all of the donors and everyone who's helped make this a success.
Great. Jan Trelk, Director of Donor Relations, the Emporia State Foundation. Shane Shively, President and CEO of the ESU Foundation. Thanks very much for joining us here today. Best of luck here as Together Forward wraps up, and we will see what L lays ahead here for the Foundation and for Emporia State here down the road. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for so much what KVOE does as well.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. It is 8:47 on KVOE, live and local.
And the ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, and also by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. It's 8:48.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New evidence that the road back from higher inflation is a bumpy one. ABC.